It's about 8:25 on April 3rd, calling Keith McHenry. Andy, come in over the last 12 hours you want to comment on and what's happening today, if you want to say I'm recording. So.
Oh, I am. I mean, we do need, well, right now we need a vote case at the, well, actually, you know what would be good is the small milk crates, you know, the regular, the traditional size like that I was arrested for. Because we've got book orders. I mean, people are bringing books. They're bringing books, and now we're settled at the bench land, so we don't have to worry about moving them so much. And we need a book person to actually hand out the books.
And book person and a bookcase and also crates.
Yeah, mainly crates, but not so much the bookcase, really. But, yeah, because we can make bookcases out of the crates and then just... Then we could take the books away at night.
I see you have a platform set up. That was with your own wood or with county wood?
No, that's city. So yesterday, the head of the health department wrote and saying things were resolved. And also Andy Mills wrote a very pleasant letter and Zeke O'Hara did. So it turned out that Dr. Underwood was able to get them to see the logic of what we're doing. They brought us a portable toilet, two brown trash bins, a hand washing station, and put all that wood out. And so it looks like that crisis is over.
Will you be posting those letters on Facebook or?
I might do that. I haven't done that yet. Yeah.
Send it to me as an email. I'll post them online.
Okay. Cool. And then So it looked like that we broke through this kind of barrier. It's like a huge relief, and now we can just focus on the food. We have actually gave away so much rice and beans that we're having to do another order to the undocumented community. We ran out at one warehouse, so and we had two pallets.
Before you move to the food, which is more important, are you dealing with? Is there any way of dealing with the? I guess people are going to wonder about the contagion and books from person to person. Are you any response to that?
Yeah, so what we have is a person. Our goal is to have a... So the reason for the books is because no one can charge their cell phones. And so, therefore, people are kind of sitting around bored. And there's, like, you know, hundreds of people that just, you know, you can't go...
Libraries closed.
Yeah, they can't get to the library. They can't...
Bookstores are closed, you know.
Yeah, they can't look at their cell phones. They can't, if they even have a cell phone.
People don't let them in their houses to look at the libraries and so forth.
Yeah. So, and particularly with the people on the streets have often are one of the largest groups of readers anyway, because of the inability, even before the COVID-19 crisis, to charge their phones. But now there definitely is not. We haven't figured out where to charge phones. Some people have been going into the courthouse and charging, but then they have to sit there the whole time and watch their phone. And that's only when it's open.
And I guess so, Brent has a charging station too.
Yeah, so we're going to set up our own charging station. And we...
Good.
And so, but the books are really important. We have a lot of requests for them. So what will happen is a person who... We're trying to find somebody with a vehicle that can keep the books in their vehicle and overnight and then come out and set up like a little bookshelf thing out of the milk crates and then stand there and people with the spines visible and then people will look at which they want and then that person will hand them the book.
Huh.
So that's what we're trying to do there. Then we've got a similar project that we're trying to get together on a fence that's behind where we're sharing food with the clothing, because they have to do the same thing, where you have a person tell you what the size of the coat is, or the shirt, or the pants, or whatever, and then hand it to you.
You had that before.
Very good luck with people understanding they can't touch things.
You had that before at the town clock for a while, right?
Yeah, we had that on the Lighthouse Bank thing. The Lighthouse Bank president has yet to show up to eat, but we assume that his leadership will start coming to us once they've devoured all their food in their house.
Indeed.
So I think things are now. The problem is that everybody's been kicked out of the 16 Lot 1716.
That's the Motel Cal, or it's the Santa Cruz Motel now, I guess.
Yeah, the Santa Cruz Motel, they're all out as of the day before yesterday.
They were there for a week, and then they got kicked out.
Yeah. And then I'm trying to get a hold of this woman, I forget her name now. I heard on TasteGlid an interview between Pauline from the climate change community and a woman that was analyst for Ryan Coonerty, who was painting quite a rosy picture of the conditions in that they're doing. You know, they've got almost lined up 90 rooms for the most seriously ill and vulnerable people. Now, I can actually get them 90 people now that are that fit their criteria. And I could get, in fact, people keep coming to me with letters showing that they're, they should be in a hotel room. Nikki gave me a letter, and then I gave it back to her.
Are these mostly people outside or people who are both mixed outside and housed?
No, these are all unhoused people. Nikki can kind of live in a car, but she keeps getting kicked out of parking lots all around town. She used to rent an apartment over by 41st and by the mall. But when she got a stroke, she lost her house, her apartment, mm-hmm. and ended up in a car. And she's actually, because she's her apartment was so she had so little income, she was already a regular at Food Not Bombs for the last couple of years, and now she's out on the street. And she's in her car is very, she has just not the most comfortable car to live in, and she keeps getting forced out of wherever she is. She just got forced out of some area where she was sleeping over by in Capitola.
Any reports from Alicia and where they're, are they still up?
Alicia, now there's somebody that is chalking their tires over and over and over again, but it's not real chalk, but to try to get them to, it's like some kind of paste material that they place on their tires.
I was reading that, on Facebook, and it's difficult to get off. Also interesting is a decision last year, I guess it was in the Midwest somewhere in another district area, but that chalking is a violation of, you need a warrant to do it. I don't know if that's the case.
I read that recently too.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true in the 9th district where we are. It was in the 6th.
Yeah, I don't know, but it should.
But yeah, exactly. This is an emergency anyway. So you're calling for both this book situation. You're calling for, as usual, volunteers to come. At noon Saturday and Sunday, which is coming right up tomorrow.
Well, also we need around 1 o'clock at our meal.
Benchlands.
So every day, 7 days a week, we serve at the beach at the Benchlands behind the. Mm-hmm. County building at 701 Ocean, which is not a very good address to actually kind of.
And they're still refusing to. Or have you decided to make that the permanent spot, or are you still looking to get it moved?
No, we kind of decided that it should be the permanent spot because what we're realizing is we will probably fill the entire Benchlands with desperate people mm-hmm. in short order, and so we need a giant place. If you have, we have 10 million people just in the last week or so filed for unemployment in the United States. And
it wasn't 3 million, it was 10 million, you say?
Now, well, since the COVID started in the last couple of weeks, it's a total of 10 million, according to news reports this morning. And there's also number of economists are saying that the unemployment rate will be at least 30% in the near term. And they said that the height of the Great Depression, it was 25% mm-hmm. unemployment. So we're looking at not only a catastrophe, but we haven't even had we're still in the upward trajectory of the COVID deaths and all that. So that's, we're like, people, even though you're not allegedly, I don't know if you're allowed to be evicted or not yet, but people are being evicted.
How many reports? I think you told me two or three you received, right?
I think every day I get one or two people coming to me and say they got kicked out. houses, mm-hmm. and their apartments. And it's often for crazy things, too, unfortunately. For, a lot of it is actually because, you know, their parents are moving their parents into their house, you know, elders' parents. So there's a certain, you know, it's not like they're totally cruel.
Now, I spoke to last week I spoke to earlier this week, Rafa Schoenfeld, who, as you know, was involved with this original, this little, you know, Lot 17 one-night deal, and then also...
Yeah, and he complained about his fucking 401k license.
And he also was, you know, he was responsible for a tiff with you, and I guess the cops ticketed you for trying to move some items across the street that for use with the...
Oh, those people are fucking assholes.
Indeed, but... My point was that he had said because of his connections with I don't know, the Coonerty gang or the, you know, the people who are supposedly about to provide housing from the county side of things, that this was going to be announced yesterday, that they were going to have some, you know, great plan in place or some such thing. And, of course, no such thing happened, as far as I know. And I take it you've heard nothing other than Coonerty's rosy assurances that there'll be, what, places for 90 people in housing as they become sick or as they become...
Yes, it might be as many as... I think it's 90 rooms, but it may be only 90 people, but to give them... So 90 rooms as they get sick. Now, the other thing is that...
Is it as they get sick or as they develop symptoms or as they get tested and found to be...
I think as symptoms.
And so it's not even if they're vulnerable before they get symptoms, which would be the point, really.
Yeah, that's this. I'm trying to meet with the woman who was, I forget her name now. I will look her name up. Spoke on the on Pauline's show.
Is this Paul Lee of
Pauline Seals?
This is the Paul Lee we know does the Penny University, or another Paul Lee?
No, this is the Paul Lee who...
Another Paul Lee.
...composting at the Little Red Church meal. You know, the shorter person that stands by the... her thing is a...
Oh, it's a woman, not a man, for one thing.
So it's a woman, and it's...
Okay, I was just trying to distinguish. So you're at 1 o'clock today. This probably won't be gotten out before tomorrow. But generally speaking, Benchlands 1 o'clock is a place for people to show who want to help either with any of these projects you've mentioned, or at the Vets Hall at noon on Saturday or Sunday. Tell me if I got this right.
We're hoping to be there. We hear rumors that it's been taken over by the county, but we don't know yet. And so it's like hour by hour we're trying to.
So right now it's still show up at noon, but be prepared to go somewhere else, maybe?
Yeah. And then we're trying to...
That's on Saturday and Sunday.
Volunteers seeking kitchen.
Looking for kitchens to... Industrial kitchens, presumably, if possible.
Yeah, commercial kitchens so that we can replace both India Joe's, which is already to capacity, and...
Mm-hmm. Have any other... Have you approached other... restaurants are generally closed. A number of them, I find, aren't even doing to-go meals. They have kitchens that are vacant. Have you requested that our favorite governments sequester these kitchens or commandeer them and make them available? Because that seems to be...
Yeah, well, what we're trying to do now is... we're trying to... We're contacting all the kitchens that have gone out of business. And for instance, we've been emailing and leaving messages at 99 Bottles because they've been very supportive of us in the past. Mm-hmm. They actually, I don't know if he was the owner, but I believe he was, came and spoke eloquently at the Mikey's memorial service at City Hall. And as did one of the employees that was serving drinks, and they gave the really beautiful account of his participation in the trivia games they have there. And so that...
Who's memorial service? Sorry, never heard of it.
That was Mikey. You remember Mikey who kind of... He'd been damaged in a car ran over him when he was 5 years old. And he had serious problems with his leg.
When was this memorial?
That would have been about 3 years ago.
I see. And 99
so, so we know they're sympathetic, but we've left messages, and we don't know what their kitchen's like. And then also, we're I haven't done this yet, but Chris at Logo, that has a Logo space, may have put in a kitchen there too. So I better call him to get that done.
So is 99 Bottles actually closed down or just closed for the duration?
Logos couldn't, or Chris, chewing that brewery, was $3 million short. So but he has the lease. He can't open because he can't finish the project. So it's just a leased building. And 99 Bottles is out of business. So that's, we need a person who can go around and who, as at home, can go online and so on and try to track down downtown kitchens. That's really important. Then we have another team that is trying to get restaurant equipment because we have gone past capacity on our restaurant equipment.
And you're looking for people to volunteer for all these teams, I take it.
Yeah. So you would sit at home if you cannot go out and you're sheltering in place and you have the the ability to do that because you have a place, then that would be... those are some of the main things that we need.
Okay, well, I'm probably going to leave it there since this is a lot for people to digest, unless there's anything else you think that you want to also...
No, that's cool. That's enough.
All right, well, feel free to call in if you have either any breaking news or any breaking moment where you're not sleeping. All righty.
So, okay, take care.
Hey, thank you,
Goose.
And if you want to contact Keith McHenry online, you can go to foodnotbombs.net. If you have any volunteer resources, or if you need more information, that's one place to go. You can also leave reports with me, which I will put out on the net, or you can, of course, post such things yourself on Facebook or on Santa Cruz Indie Media at indiebay.org/Santa Cruz. My number is 831-423-4833.